Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Kazakhstan, a vast country, four times the size of Ukraine, with a very small population considering, less than 19 million. In turmoil these last hours, there are accusations in all directions. Coup is used by the president of Kazakhstan, Mr. Tokayev. Other words, however, are more intriguing because I welcome John Bolton, a former national security advisor for the United States, former ambassador to the United Nations, writing most recently at the Wall Street Journal about how Moscow sees the turmoil in Kazakhstan. John, a very good evening to you. I come to quotes from Mr. Putin himself in these last hours. This would have been morning time in Moscow with tea and cigarettes. Mr. Putin used the word color revolution with a U because I'm reading it from the English newspaper, the Financial Times, that he would protect his allies from color revolutions. What's he talking about, John? What does this connect to? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Well, you know, during the collapse of communism and really in other parts of the world as well, there were revolutions very different from the Red Revolution in Russia in 1917, the Rose Revolution in Georgia and others, even the Cedar Revolution in Lebanon, not a color, but a pretty tree symbolic of the country. And what these came to denote was the fall of autocratic regimes replaced, hopefully, not always successfully, but hopefully by democratic regimes. And I think what Putin is doing here is signaling not just to the people of Kazakhstan, but to Russia and really all the other former constituent parts of the Soviet Union that he sees a pattern here and that this is in part an evolving justification for Russia's dispatch of troops to Kazakhstan. And those 100,000 plus troops that are waiting along the border in Ukraine. So it's a way of building a case, recalling threats to the Rodinia, the motherland before, and other friendly regimes. And I think quite deliberate on Putin's part.
There's more in the Financial Times quoting the president of Russian Federation. We won't let anyone destabilize the situation in our home, and won't allow the so-called color revolution scenario to play out. Our home. Does that mean Mr. Putin was taught as a young person that the stands, Tajikistan, Kyrgyzstan, Uzbekistan, Kazakhstan, Turkmenistan, are Russian possessions? Is that what he means by our home, John?
Well, exactly. And you'll recall a couple of weeks ago, we discussed one of his other quotes. He had said it 15 years ago, and he said a version of it just a couple of weeks ago, that the breakup of the Soviet Union was the greatest catastrophe of the 20th century, and in particular for the Russian people, breaking them apart. So I think he's referring both to people of ethnic Russian background, of which there used to be a lot more in Kazakhstan than there are now. When the Soviet Union broke up, many went back into territorial Russia. But also saying that these people who were part of the Russian Empire, they weren't ethnic Russians. They were conquered over a long period of time by Russian armies and eventually ended up in the Soviet Union after the 1917 revolution. They are Russians as well. And that is a very familiar pretext by authoritarian leaders over the years to say, we are protecting our brethren across this so-called international border, but who are really with us ethnically, culturally, linguistically, whatever. Again, building a foundation for justification to use force, I think pointing toward effectively the reunification of what once was the Soviet Union.
Your article in the Wall Street Journal points me to an organization I had not looked at length to understand, but now reading about it, the Collective Security Treaty Organization, shorthand CSTO. The nominal explanation is that the CSTO was invited to Kazakhstan to help restore order. I think they first said they were going to guard institutional buildings to restore order. CSTO is an organization that dates to 1994, following the breakup of the Soviet Union, while there was disorder in Eurasia, Armenia, Belarus, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Russia, and Tajikistan. Is this the first time, John, this organization has been armed for action, or have they been in the field before?
No, this is the first time. Certainly, they've intervened in the affairs of one of their own members. Their own charter says that they exist to defend against aggression by outsiders. So this is part of the narrative that the new president of Kazakhstan, President Tokayev, has been building, that these are terrorists who have threatened his regime, outsiders. That's consistent with Putin's reliance on the color revolution theme, because the Russians are forever blaming these revolutions on outsiders who came in and stirred people up. And I think this is also a way to cover up what's going on here. The Russians and the Kazakhs refer to this as a peacekeeping operation, indeed a multilateral peacekeeping operation, because of this the Central Security Organization. It looks so much like a UN peacekeeping operation. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to deceive people into thinking that this is something other than what I suspect it is, which is the beginning of potentially of a, if not a very long stay by these Russian troops, much closer control over Kazakhstan from Moscow.
John, since the defeat, since the tragedy in Afghanistan, do we have any resources in this vast landscape between East Asia and Europe? Is there anything out there that the U.S. can use to enter into these contests?
Well, you know, we had much better relations with Kazakhstan about 30 years ago than we do today. We once, in the early 1990s, launched paratroopers from their bases in North Carolina, and through aerial refueling that kept their planes in the air until they jumped over Kazakhstan. A phenomenal maneuver. But the Russians have slowly built back up there. I think this move into Kazakhstan, which, as you say, has a huge territory, equal, I think, if not greater, than the combined territory of the other four Central Asian republics. It's independent from Russia, and very clearly saying to them, watch out, you may be next.
So we have no eyes, we have no leverage. The U.S. is out of this, John?
Well, I think as a practical matter, you know, if we still had Bagram Air Force Base in Afghanistan, if we still had troops there, they wouldn't be sufficient to be a threat, but they'd be sufficient to be able to say to the other four stands and others in the region that we have the capacity to influence events in Central Asia. By withdrawing from Afghanistan, we've reduced that, if not to zero, pretty close to it.
At the same time, we have some reports from Geneva, the negotiations over Ukraine. You mentioned in your article that one interpretation early on by pundits was this overwhelms the Kremlin. This is too much for them to handle. It's distracting them from Ukraine. Is that your measure, John?
No, not at all. I had thought, I did not foresee this these events in Kazakhstan, but I have worried for some time that we were too focused, the Biden administration in particular, too focused on Ukraine, that Putin was playing a larger strategy in with the gray zone countries that are neither in NATO nor part of Russia. And that he would do various things to enhance Russia's overall posture there, even if he couldn't get necessarily what he wanted in Ukraine. These events in Kazakhstan, Central Asia, more remote from Ukraine. But while we're focused like a laser beam on events in Ukraine, he's just made a major move in a very, very significant country formerly part of Russia. And it shows Putin's agility and his tactical sense that allows him to move so much faster than we do.
John Bolton, author of The Room Where It Happened, a White House memoir of his time as National Security Advisor. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bennett.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.